Johnny Depp won.
Oh my God, that was glorious. I mean, listen. All right, I didn't watch the whole thing.
All right, it's just hours and hours.
I just don't have that kind of time. All right, I'm not. I answer emails. I respond to comments. I'm checking multiple channels. I'm uploading to 5 different alt tech channels that are minuscule, really small, but still worth the effort because, you know, this is a fucking info war.
Yes.
And that's what I fucking do. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I hope that she is made completely penniless. She hits the bottom. She realizes her fucking mistake, does the right thing, and gets on with her life. I do not want to see her life completely fucking ruined. I don't want to see anyone's life get ruined like that, unless you kill somebody.
It is what it is.
That's different. All right. Now, this is like a national lesson, one for men and the other one for women. The one for men is it takes 6 million fucking dollars and 6 goddamn years for all of this bullshit testimony and court bullshit in 2 different fucking countries before he got his fucking justice. Women, on the other hand, let this be a warning to you. If you're going to make these fucking accusations and you have any fucking proof, you deserve to get sued into the fucking Stone Age. Because this has the potential to ruin not just the guy's present, but it'll stick with him like a chain around his neck for the rest of his motherfucking life.
Yep.
All right. And listen, I hope that we have more people suing fucking over shit like this. And it's an absolute shame that if that were to happen, you have to spend a minimum of $300 an hour on a fucking bargain basement attorney just so you get your day in court, you get your pound of flesh and your justice. That's fucking wrong.
That's why we have administrative violence.
That's right.
That's why it's completely necessary. Because as a woman in this country, you can allege whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a man completely crucified in the court of public opinion. Facts be damned, logic be damned. There are still women standing up for her.
Yeah, I know.
Claiming that she absolutely told the truth and this is a miscarriage of justice.
And I got on those Facebook pages after the verdict was out and I left hilarious comments.
Yep, and
there was no swearing or attacking, because I don't want Facebook to ban me for a fourth time.
Yeah.
So I've lost 3 Facebook pages.
I think that's enough for now.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Amber Heard, jury returns verdict in favor of Johnny Depp in the Amber Heard defamation trial. Now, what really pissed me off about this, because I checked this out, They sort of ruled in favor of her, too. And the lamestream media, of course, is saying, well, the jury ruled that they defamed each other. Okay, well, if you're accepting this as a matter of degree, Johnny Depp sued her for $50 million. Okay. He was awarded $15 million in damages. She countersued him for $100 and was only awarded $2 million in compensatory damages and $0 in punitive damages.
Correct.
So if it's a matter of fractions, I would say they definitely believed him a hell of a lot more than they believed her.
Well, I mean, this is very common in civil suits. They usually always throw a countersuit in there. And they start it to try to intimidate you not to sue.
Yeah.
All right.
That's really all it was.
That's all it was. It's standard bullshit. And like these lawyers right here are getting, I can almost guarantee you, they're getting like $2,000 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are masters at fucking bending the law and lying without lying.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, at least a portion of the jury that voted to give her the $2 million out of the settlement, they probably did it because they wanted plausible deniability from a group of people who tend to burn, loot, murder, and riot even when they get legal decisions they like.
Correct. I did see a video where they talked to one of the jurors who wanted to remain anonymous, and the $15 million settlement was basically they compromised with everyone in the jury pool because a lot of them were like, you know, if we have to give them X amount of dollars, we're not going to agree. So they actually had to come to brought the number way down.
Yeah, never mind like the actual legit number of dollars that he has burned through in court fees,
yep,
paying off her fucking debts.
$6 million.
Yeah, never mind all that. And the tens of millions that he's no longer going to get because of being kicked out of the Pirates franchise and the Fantastic Beasts franchise.
And both those franchises are done now.
Yeah. And without Johnny Depp, they don't have anything.
Yeah, listen, I am not going to go watch Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp.
I was done after the third one. I haven't watched either. I was on Stranger Tides and Dead Men Tell No Tales. I didn't give two fucks. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, the story is done. And now we're just trying to make money.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched the last two movies. So.
Nah. No, if you could look here carefully in my hands, you'd see the amount of fucks that I get.
Yeah, but Hollywood is shit in the bed left and right. They're running out of sheets to wipe their ass with.
It's what they do, man.
I mean, look at all the flops.
Well, how deep in debt is Disney now? Like $44-45 billion dollars?
Those fuckers need to be taken out.
How are they still buying up other studios when they're that deep in debt? I thought only the government could be run that shitty and still somehow manage to...
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest.
Pay everyone.
When you're a big corporation like that, a lot of banks... will bend over backwards to loan the money.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of the beast.
It's pathetic. But Amber Heard is not going to be paying out anytime soon, unfortunately. Of course, she says, well, I can't afford to pay for it, so I'm going to have to file an appeal.
On what grounds?
Yeah, it's hilarious here. It's a horrible message. It's a setback, a significant setback, because that's exactly what it means, whatever the fuck that means. The lawyer went on to say that unless you pull out your phone and you video your spouse or your significant other beating you effectively, you won't be believed. That's called
evidence.
Evidence. Proof.
Yeah. Listen, that's
she had no proof of being beaten other than photos that were proven to be doctored, using a compact to cover up the bruises that wasn't even invented yet.
Yeah. But the thing is, the founding fathers of this country put together a legal system because they saw what happened to other people in other countries.
Yep.
All right. And this is the what you get. This is how it's supposed to work. But now they're complaining that it should be done by experts and blah blah. Listen. I'm sorry. You bring it to a jury of your fucking peers. That is about as fair as I think it can get.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm a firm believer in our legal system for the most part. The only thing that bothers me is this qualified immunity that everyone involved in that gets a free pass to violate your constitutional rights and literally kill you.
Yep.
I have a problem with that. I really do.
I have a problem with that as well. I also have a problem with her stupid lawyer going on. She continued to insist that the jury had been influenced by public opinion during the trial. She said they've been impacted by outside ideas, including social media, despite strict orders from the judge not to read anything about the case. Okay. So, mistrial for Derek Chauvin?
Yep. Yeah.
What's good for the geese is good for the gander, correct?
Okay. This is what happens when you defame somebody to the point where you ruin their life and they take you to court and every fucking thing you say is a goddamn lie.
Yeah.
The jury literally quit believing anything she said after like the first 2 days.
Well, I mean, shit. I thought that she was a bad actress before.
They only hired
her. Without the cameras on her, she's even worse.
Well, my thing is they only hired her because she's, back in the day, she was a tasty dish. Now she's 36, coming up on 37.
Not so much anymore.
38 is the magic number in Hollywood. Most women, when they get to 38 and they had good careers up to that point, it like goes cold and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm making all this money. Oh, I'm at the top of my, ew. Where men will go up and up and up till 50 and they'll coast until they want to retire.
Yeah,
I mean,
look at Tom Cruise. Holy shit. $145 million opening for Top Gun Maverick. Congrats.
Yeah, but, you know, the left complained because it's too patriotic.
It's too patriotic. America bad.
Listen, the Democrats are communists. You need to realize that. Do not support them in any way, shape, or form, and let it die on the vine.
Yeah. If this country's too patriotic for you, even though it's one of the only countries on the planet where you can freely talk shit about it publicly and nothing will happen to you, try going to an Islamic state. Mm-hmm. And talking shit about, you know, their caliphate or whatever the hell you want to call it, and see how that works out for you, especially with the stupid shit that I see you people marching in the streets wearing.
God.
Go take a vagina hat to Saudi Arabia and see what happens.
That'd be comedy gold, man.
If you came home at all, it would probably be in a body bag, but if you came home still alive, something tells me you would have a very, very renewed sense of appreciation for the Constitution.
And here's another Islamic country, which is incredibly civilized, you know, Singapore.
Yeah.
If you fuck up in there, they will cane the skin off your back. They yep. will fuck you up. Yeah. Yeah, but this country's so terrible. Oh, shut up. And listen, when $8 a gallon is the gas prices across the country, you just fucking wait.
Yep. It's going to get nasty. But I'm sure in the meantime, we're all waiting for one of two things to happen. Either Amber Heard is going to file for bankruptcy so she can get out from under this, or OnlyFans, here we come.
Yeah, and listen, she doesn't even have enough money to pay back $13
million. No, I think her net worth is around 8 or 9.
She's screwed. And she can file for bankruptcy, but Johnny is still going to get that money.
Yep.
All right, so. I really want to see her as a greeter in Walmart.
But you know what really, really threw me for a loop today?
Yeah.
As I found myself agreeing with chunk yogurt.
All right. First
of
all,
young turds.
I am not a fan of anyone that works in that fucking crazy.
The young turds. They have them and Amber have that much in common.
Yeah.
But check this out here. He says, Amber Heard said that her court loss was a setback for women. Yes, brought to you by Amber Heard. The jury didn't believe her at all in making allegations that lacked credibility hurts every woman who has abuse to report. She should be looking inward for responsibility.
We've been saying that for years.
He got it right.
Yeah.
If the sun shines on a dog's ass once in a while, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, wow. Sexual assault, especially rape, is terrible. In my opinion, rape is worse than death. That's just my opinion, of course. And back in the day, if you were convicted of rape, it was a fucking death penalty.
Yeah,
and they have cheapened it to the point where it's insane.
I mean, when over 40% of the allegations are false, proven.
Unfounded.
No, false.
Okay. Well, normally.
The vast majority are unfounded, but in the particular study that I am quoting, like this is a legit study. Over 40% of them were false because they were admitted to.
We need to put a link in the.
That's the Canaan study. It's available in the National Library of Medicine. So
okay,
check it out.
Yeah,
I've linked to it several times before.
Well, I know a couple of police chiefs, and I talked to them about this, and they're like, "Well, to be politically correct, for years they just call it unfounded."
Yeah, but we all know what that really means.
Yeah, that means you lied.
Yep.
In my opinion, if you fucking have a dude arrested and go through the criminal court and it's unfounded, the person making the claims needs to get sued into the Stone Age, along with the police department, the prosecutor, the city,
the law,
the county,
the judge,
and
the butcher,
state.
The baker, the candlestick maker, they all were home when you left.
Sue them all.
Yep.
Fuck.
It's not all good news because somebody decided to reply to Chunk Yogurt's tweet.
Oh, here we go.
And
before we go there, let me make a prediction.
Wow.
It's probably a feminist, and she's going to say that she supports Amber, and what happened is going to basically keep other women from coming forward.
Well, that's basically been the line, hasn't it? So here it is.
Oh, here.
From Ronnie Bateman. The court's got it wrong. This is exactly why victims don't come forward in domestic violence cases. Should only be determined by experts. Okay, who are these so-called experts?
And
Dementia Biden, who was one of the co-authors of VAWA?
But
from the political party that can't even decide what a woman is anymore?
Well, this tweet She says, determined by experts. That means we're going to do away with the legal system we have and go back to something that is incredibly unfair, unjust, because so-called experts. You know what countries are doing that right now? Pretty much all of them. And I would say China is probably, China and Russia are at the top of the list.
Yeah. Yeah, when you no longer have juries, you have tribunals. You're fucked.
Well, you know, yeah, tribunals. Listen, the military uses military tribunals. It does work. If you put somebody, if the three people on the tribunal are, you know, non-biased.
I just want to know who these experts are.
Who the fuck are these experts?
And who are you going to find to agree on them all?
Correct. You have to have evidence. You have to look at it logically without emotion involved and prove or disprove the accusation.
Yeah, because according to the lamestream media, they're supposedly a pillar of Fourth Estate ethics. Anthony Fauci, flip-flop Fauci, is an expert. And he has been wrong about everything.
That dude is wronger than two boys fucking, and that's why he couldn't cure AIDS.
He is AIDS. We have another one here. We're going over to a Facebookaki on this one, and we got a witch, and she's apparently going to curse Johnny Depp.
Mr. Depp, the witches around the world are cursing you. You burn a witch for her truth. We know the truth, and you have decimated it for your own power.
How? She doesn't explain.
Everything you touch will fail. The universe is never wrong.
And yet, by that logic, the universe
was correct in this case
because he won.
Yeah, he won.
With facts, logic, reason, and evidence.
Correct. And it was glorious watching his attorney just eviscerate the other side.
Oh, his attorney is a freaking tiger.
She's
man.
A cunt. I would not want to have that woman mad at me. I don't know.
No. Oh, but if you want to make fun of some of these ladies on your own, well, I'm sure that there's some male feminists in here, too, hoping that they can break off a piece if they orbit these disgusting, vile sacks of garbage long enough. You can go on to Facebook, facebook.com/groups/IStandWithAmberHeard. There's the fake photo there that's been debunked more times than Santa Claus. Kayleen Peters, hello, please tell me good things about Amber Heard. Well, she looked good naked 10 years ago.
And I left some comments on this site. I think they deleted them.
The copium being dispersed here in handfuls is just hysterical. Look at this. The verdict is shameful. I was told by an ex-friend years ago that she had never seen my ex-husband hit me. Of course not. These things happen behind closed doors. Also, there's a question about why he would want to marry an abusive person after some years of cohabitation. Did Amber's team ask him that?
No, because he's not abusive.
All right, leave a comment right there at the top. On that one right there on the
Facebook. I'm not going to leave a comment.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
I'm trying to pick a fight.
Do it on your own time.
Trying to pick a fight in real time.
Want to deal with these freaking whores?
All right.
I don't do that. Like, this is how I get out my frustrations. Mm-hmm. Internet blood sports to me is a waste of time.
Yeah, I know, but I love to pick fights with these stupid cunts.
I know. That's all you. I just not my jam because
not my deal.
Arguing with idiots is fruitless. They will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience every single time.
Absolutely correct.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.